Hello and welcome to our program. We are continuing in the book of Hosea. We are in chapter 10, verse number 1. Have your Bible ready. Sometimes I don't think we stop and realize that people like Hosea were ordinary people like you and I. Sometimes they had a toothache and sometimes they had some heartaches. In any event, he was a man who was willing to do what the Lord wanted him to do. He was living in an age of apostasy when God would say, "Who will go for me today? Who will point them to the narrow way?" Hosea was a fellow who would say, "Speak, my Lord, and I'll be quick to answer thee." What do you say?
Hear the Lord of harvest sweetly calling. Who will go and work for me today? Who will go and bring the lost and dying? Who will point them to the narrow way? Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord. Listen to their sad and bitter cry. Hasten, brother, hasten to the rescue. Quickly answer, Master, here am I. Soon the time for reaping will be over. Soon we'll gather to our harvest home. May the Lord of harvest smile upon us. May we hear his blessed child, "Well done." Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak, and I'll be quick to answer thee. Speak, my Lord, speak, my Lord, speak.
Well, it was not a very popular thing that God wanted Hosea to do, but he wanted him to go to God's people and say, "You need to walk the narrow way." Hosea chapter 10, verse number 1, Hosea said, "Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, he hath increased the altars." In chapter 10 and verse number 13, he went on to say, "Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou did trust in thy way and in the multitude of thy mighty men." Can you imagine Hosea being invited to speak in one of our Baptist churches these days, and he'd get up in the service and say, "Well, I just want to tell you people that you are an empty vine. You're bringing forth fruit unto yourself. You're increasing your altars, but it's not God's fruit, it's your fruit. You have plowed wickedness, you have reaped iniquity, you have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou did trust in thy way in the multitude of thy mighty men." Well, he brought fruit unto himself. It's your fruit, he says, while you increase your altars. What's the problem here? They trusted in their mighty men. Why would he say, "We are an empty vine that bringeth fruit unto ourselves"? Because we have trusted in our mighty men who have told us that all we need to do to get a crowd is dump this repentance thing, and you can multiply churches just like they multiplied their altars back there. Just make it an easy road. Don't tell people they have to walk the narrow way. Yeah, the narrow way says what Jesus said, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." That's pretty easy to understand. Well, we're not going to multiply our churches telling people they have to repent. Tell them all they have to do is believe. Yeah, well, the devil believes and trembles, but he's not going to heaven. Well, dump repentance and you can increase the altars, and we've trusted our mighty men. And listen, anyone who changes the plan of salvation is a false prophet. You can call yourself a fundamental independent Baptist pastor if you want to. If you change the plan of salvation, you are a false prophet. In Hosea chapter 10 and verse 2, Hosea said, "You are found faulty." He said in verse number 3, "They feared not the Lord." He said in verse number 5, "The people mourn while the priests rejoice." Yeah, but he said, "You're going to be," verse 6, "carried into Assyria." You're going to be captive. You're going to rejoice until you're taken captive. You won't be rejoicing then. He said in verse number 7, "You're like the foam upon the water." Now, if you want anything useless, there you got it. Right there, foam upon the top of the water. What are you going to do with that? You can't do anything with it. He said in verse number 8, "The high places shall be destroyed." And they went on and they ignored Hosea. They went on in their prosperity, and we were talking about in our previous program the deceitfulness of prosperity. What are you talking about, Hosea? We're getting along really good. Look at what we're doing here. Much like today, we can say, "Look at our buildings and look at our buses, and we've got this and we've got that." They ignored Hosea, and we are ignoring God today, and we will ignore God until Revelation chapter 6 and verse number 17 says, "The great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand?" The Bible says in verse number 15 of Revelation 6 that they hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is come." Now, we've got that there. We know it's coming. We know the tribulation period ahead is going to be a rough time for people who are left behind when the rapture takes place. But, well, we just go on doing what we do. Hosea said in verse 9, "O Israel, thou hast sinned." Their thought was, "Hosea's crazy. Let's just ignore him." In Hosea 10 and 10, God said, "I should chastise them." And Hosea preached that, and they thought, "You know, crazy. Hosea, God is a God of love. What are you talking about?" He says, "You're like a backslidden heifer." He's brought that heifer up a few times. A heifer that is backslidden is a heifer that just refuses to go forward when they try to drag him wherever they're dragging him. He digs in his front feet. I've seen that. Grew up on a farm. I watched that happen. Well, Hosea says in verse number 12, here's what you need to do. Here's my message. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And they thought he was crazy. They said, "What are you talking about?" Hosea 8 and 11, they talked about their many altars. Hosea 10 and 1, they increased the altars. Hosea 4 and 13, they sacrificed. 4:14, they sacrificed. 8:13, they sacrificed. Hosea 12 and 11, they sacrificed. "What do you mean, Hosea? We're doing everything the way we're supposed to do it." They were basking in their prosperity, thinking that everything was okay. No, he said in verse number 13, Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way and in the multitude of thy mighty men. Those mighty men who told you to dump repentance so you could get a lot of prosperity, you could get the bigger buildings if you just get people to pray a prayer. Hosea 10 and 14 says, therefore shall a tumult arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled. Well, they're being spoiled today. Our fundamental independent Baptist churches all over North America, they're turning into places where stages are up front, the lights are dimmed, and they're rocking out, and they're calling it church. Well, in verse number 15, Hosea warned, Israel shall be cut off. Well, they ignored them, and of course, you know what happened. Both Israel and Judah ended up in bondage. Well, we're going down the same path today, but we're going to ignore anybody who would stand up and try and warn us to do it the right way. I mentioned last week about a couple of churches I saw in our town here that had a sign out front regarding Easter weekend, and they are going to have an Easter egg hunt, you know, where we talk about these fictitious bunnies laying chocolate eggs. And then on Friday last week, I got a copy of David Cloud's Friday Church News, and I read Lancaster's Baptist Church of Lancaster, California, which is arguably the largest, most influential independent Baptist church in the United States. What are they doing? They are hosting a giant Easter hunt for children ages 3 to 12. It is advertised as their largest egg hunt in their area, and you can get your photo taken with an Easter bunny. And an indication of how serious this problem really is most people will be more upset with David Cloud for reporting that than they will be for Lancaster Baptist Church for stooping to such low-level trash. We are living in a Laodicean apostate age similar to that which Hosea was preaching to. They wouldn't listen then, and they won't listen now. Well, if you're one of those few people who want the truth, then listen to this message and song, and hopefully it'll help to encourage you to keep on keeping on.
Sound the battle cry, see the foe is nigh, raise the standard high for the Lord. Gird your armor on, stand firm everyone, rest your cause upon his holy word. Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, Christ is captain of the mighty throng. Strong to meet the foe, marching as we go, while our cause we know must prevail. Shield and banner bright, gleaming in the light, battling for the right, we ne'er can fail. And the victory's won, may we wear a crown before thy face. Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, Christ is captain of the mighty.